Okay, without wishing to postulate on the potential reasons why it may be taking some time for the Immigration Department to come back to you with an outcome for your application, what I prefer to do is just focus on the process as to what you can do to G up the application, because that seems to be what's most important in this situation. Bear in mind that the Immigration Department states a 4-week processing time after they've received all the documents. In fact, for a dependent visa, it's usually a 6-week processing time. But the key thing here is after they've received all the documents. So if there's something in your application that isn't supported by documentation that allows the Immigration Department to tick boxes straight away at first blush, then what will happen is the case goes into the system and is queued for consideration. It's subsequently allocated to an immigration officer. The immigration officer will then look through the contents of the application bundle and do an initial assessment. If during the course of the initial assessment it appears that there are some open questions that need specific answers to, and in your case it may be that your marriage is relatively new and you weren't able to submit information that showed a prior cohabitation, then the Immigration Department will then take some time, a couple of weeks usually, to begin to compose their response, and will then send that response out to you, whereupon you're able to address the questions and the issues that are raised in that communication. And then you can expect, once those answers have been supplied, that the Immigration Department will go into the formal 4-week consideration process, because by that time they will have everything in hand that they need to give due consideration to the application. But if you find yourself in a situation where you haven't heard anything, or in fact all that you have received is the official receipt, some sort of maybe a week or 10 days after the date of the initial application, then it's going to be up to you to get in touch with the department and sort of try to chase things down. So when you have received an official receipt, you would have gotten the file reference number, but it won't state who the case officer is, and it won't state what the telephone number is of that case officer, because it's literally just been queued for consideration. It hasn't been allocated to an officer yet. So in that instance, what you need to do is to call the Immigration Department general hotline and then follow the process, which is detailed in the post. As you can see, basically follow the prompts on the telephone system to make an inquiry to speak to the immigration officer. And when you get an immigration officer on the phone, quote your file reference number, and they will then take your name and Hong Kong telephone number, and then they'll get a message to the officer in charge of the case. That they won't give you the information over the telephone, but they'll get a message to the officer in charge of the case, and then you can expect the immigration officer will call you back within 48 hours. So that's the procedure that you need to adopt if you don't have a nominated case officer with a dedicated telephone number advised to you in the communication from the department thus far. But if you have heard from the department and you've received a letter from them requesting further and better particulars, the name of the officer and the telephone number of the officer will be detailed on that correspondence. So by all means, pick up the telephone and ask him, or her, in fact, that you know you're inquiring after the current status. And whilst you're not asking them for a decision on the telephone as to what the result might be, simply state that you're interested to know if there's anything that you can do to help them progress the application, and see what they have to say about that. And then if the dynamic is right, you might just simply want to drop in at the end. And would it be possible to have any kind of visibility over the time to case finalisation? And if you use sort of language to that effect, you won't be putting them on the spot to give you an answer as to what the outcome might be, or in fact when it might be. you can more than likely solicit from them the an indication of which way the wind is blowing and how long things may take to get through to case finalization. So that's what you need to do to G up your application.